Greetings, station ears, and welcome to another episode of the Revelation Station Jukebox. This episode is coming out a whole week early for our amazing Patreons. Just a little perk for being one of those early birds. For just a quid a month, you could get all the good stuff first too. Head to www.patreon.com/revelationstationpodcast, no spaces, to find out more. Of course, if you're not quite ready to join the Rocksteady crew, you can get access to past Jukebox episodes by tossing the price of a coffee our way over at buymeacoffee.com. Just search for the Revelation Station podcast. All right, on to the good stuff. Today I'm digging, pun intended, into Sheryl Crow's new cover of Peter Gabriel's Digging in the Dirt. It just dropped on Friday, March the 8th. That was a week ago as I record this, so it's fresh on everyone's minds. Now, I won't play the whole track this time around like I usually do in my jukebox episodes, but to whet your appetite, here's a little clip. So this cover's actually on Sheryl Crow's brand new 12th studio album, Evolution, which comes out later this month on March the 29th. Now, you probably know Sheryl from her huge hit, All I Wanna Do, way back in 1994. Here's a fun fact, that song was co-written by Kevin Gilbert, who, rumour has it, almost auditioned for Genesis after Phil Collins left the band, and he was also good friends with Nick DeVigilio, who later played drums on Calling All Stations. Now, speaking of Genesis connections, before her debut album, Tuesday Night Music Club, Sheryl actually recorded a whole other album produced by Hugh Padgham. You might remember Hugh from his work with both Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins. Apparently this first album was a little too polished, so it never officially came out. But if you're curious and do some digging online, you should be able to find it somewhere. I feel it in my sex, that's the place it goes. As you can hear, this version of Digging in the Dirt is very faithful to the original. She's not taking any real chances with the song, and nor is she making any real changes to it. According to Sheryl, this song was the spark that reignited her songwriting fire after a 5-year break between albums. It was the very first track she tackled with producer Mike Elizondo, but funnily enough, it ended up being the last one finished, and for a pretty cool reason. it features none other than Peter Gabriel himself singing on it. I'm digging in the dirt to find the places I got hurt. Open up the places I got hurt. Now, you probably already know, but the original version of this song is taken from Peter's 1992 album Us, and is apparently about his relationship with the actress Rosanna Arquette and their subsequent breakup. It was the lead single from that album, and is the fourth to be released from Evolution. Peter's version was a modest hit in the UK, reaching number 24. It also made the top 10 in Canada, Portugal and Sweden, hitting the number one slot in the Billboard Modern Rock and Album Rock charts. But that's enough facts. This is supposed to be a review, so presumably you want to know what I think. Well, I have to say I like it, but that's because the original is one of my favourite Peter Gabriel songs. It's got a slow, low groove that was a welcome change to the poppier tracks from So. Because this version isn't a radical change, I can't think of any reason not to like it, although I know some people still hold a grudge against Cheryl for what happened with the Tuesday Night Music Club, but hey, you need to move on. Don't listen if that's how you feel. This is a faithful homage to the original and is one of those rare covers that doesn't immediately make you want to rip your ears off. You know, like that cover of Follow You, Follow Me that I featured years ago in our And Then There Were Three episode. So if you're asking, would I buy the whole album just for this song, then the answer is probably not. But I did snag it as a single on Amazon, a quid well spent in my book, and of course you can always stream it if you're not down to spend. Overall, I'd give it a 4 out of 5. It only loses a point for not being the original. But hey, it's pretty close. Having Peter himself on the track just makes it even better. So there it is, thanks for listening. Have you heard this track? Did I totally nail it? Or am I way off base? Hit me up at the revelationstationpodcast@gmail.com and let me know your thoughts. You can also send feedback on any past episodes there too. And remember, if you want early access to these jukebox episodes and regular episodes and bonus episodes, then head over to Patreon or, alternatively, head to buymeacoffee.com, search for the Revelation Station, or the links will be in the show notes. And hey, don't forget to check out our website, revelationstationpodcast.com, or find us on Facebook. That's it from the Revelation Station Jukebox for now. Catch you next time.